salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke 17, verse number 22. Our Lord Jesus has healed these lepers. He's talked to the Pharisees and demanded of them when the kingdom of God is coming. He says the kingdom of God is within his people, within you, within those that believe. Those that do not believe are ignorant of that. By salvation, they have the capacity to know that the kingdom of God is at hand and is the first, premier, preeminent kingdom. We understand that the kingdom of God is not physically evident today, but one day when Jesus comes back, it will be evidenced indeed. We'll see that here in these verses. Verse number 22, and he said unto the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. Days of oppression, days of persecution. O Lord Jesus, come quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Brother John said there on the Isle of Patmos, the Lord to be at hand. You know, well, the disciples, something that the disciples of the church in that day, as the Lord built his church and appointed those apostles, they did not have to worry about a thing. Jesus being with them took care of everything. He instructed them, he taught them, he provided for them. Oh yes, there were those that had provision that were used for the cause of the Lord's disciples, but that was of the Lord. And the Lord being physically separated from his children, he's no less with us. He is with us indeed. We just can't touch him. We can't see him with these carnal eyes. But we do know that he's here and he's with us and lives within us by faith, by what he tells us in his word. And the Lord says, because of persecution, because of weariness of sin and the drag of this life, because of heartache and heartbreak and even seeing those go away, you're going to pray. You're going to desire for one of the days of the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, to be at hand and taking care of his children. And they shall say unto you, see here or see there, go not after them nor follow them. The Lord is making it clear there that it doesn't come with observation. He's going to tell us it's going to come in an instant. And so it isn't going to be that Jesus is going to come and work as he did in his 3-year ministry before, where he had one day that he was not preaching, and then there came that first day that he began to preach, and it worked, and he went about, and he healed, and his fame increased, and he went about in different regions, he went about in different areas, he went down to Jerusalem, he went back to Galilee, he went up to Tyre and Sidon, he went over on the other side of the Jordan. It's not going to be that way when he comes again. It will be in an instant. Listen, in verse 24 of Luke 17, for as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth into the other part, the part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, forgive me, so shall the Son of Man be in his day. It'll be in an instant. When Jesus comes in his body, he's a man now. He's God and he's man. And when he comes and sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives, when he comes in the clouds and with his saints on white horses, It's going to be in an instant. All men will know who he is. There'll be no not knowing who it is. His brightness, I think, indeed will shine. The glory of the Lord will be just evidence worldwide. We just can't comprehend how it'll be, and it will be known that it is him. He says in other places in the Gospels that if one says to you, lo, here's Christ or there's Christ, don't follow them because nobody's got to tell you that Christ is at hand. When Christ comes, he'll be known. When our Lord Jesus comes, he'll be known. So shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Verse number 25. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. That happened in the day of his ministry there at the end when he gave himself on Calvary. And as it was in the days of Noe, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. There was wickedness in that day. There was a remnant in that day of the Lord's people. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noe entered into the ark, he's speaking of Noah, and the flood came and destroyed them all. It came in an instant. There's no flood, there's no rain, there's no flood and there's no rain, but then one day, one hour, one moment, it began to do what the Lord said it would do. They watched Noah build that ark for 120 some years. And they laughed, no doubt, and scorned him. It had never rained upon the earth. And then one day it did. By the power of God, it did. He brought to pass what he promised. And our Lord Jesus has promised that he's coming back indeed. Life among men was just going on just the way it always had been. And they didn't believe the preaching of Brother Noah, Brother Methuselah, Brother Enoch, Brother others. They didn't believe it. They didn't receive it. And one day it happened. Verse 28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Lot goes out. He's a man with not a good testimony, but he's the Lord's. Lot goes out, and brimstone and fire comes down. They were carrying out there in Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plain. They were just doing what they'd always done that day. Everything was the same. Everything was good, they thought. And then the judgment of the Lord struck. And it was done in an instant. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. You know what he says? It says in Zechariah that he'll fight against them with the sword of his mouth. It speaks about that in Revelation 2. He would just speak. It says in Zechariah that his enemies have come against Jerusalem. They are Jerusalem's enemies. They are the Lord Jesus' enemies. And he says the brightness of his power and the word of his mouth will cause them to consume away their flesh, and their sustenance around their bones will just melt away. The Lord told Moses, as Moses desired to see the glory of the Lord, to see the Lord, God told him, said, you can't look on me and live. And our Lord Jesus will reveal himself one day, and his enemies won't live. Even thus, verse 30, shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. He'll be shown, and he will shine. In that day, verse 31, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. The Lord here, I believe, is talking specifically about the Jews. They will flee at the persecution of the world upon them. They will flee from the persecutors of the world. And when that judgment, that chastisement comes upon the nation, the Lord using that to bring them to himself, he says, don't tarry. Don't go back for anything. Remember how Lot looked backward? Don't look back. Don't look back. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. And the Lord says it in other places, if you save your life for yourself, you'll lose it indeed. But if you lose it for my sake in the Gospels, you'll save it. You'll gain it. I tell you that in that night, there shall be two in one bed, and the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. The Lord here speaking about the rapture. He's just giving pieces and parts. And we know this from other passages that make it very clear. The Lord just touching on aspects of it, the way it's going to be. Prior to that, the physical return of the Lord to this earth is he's going to come in the rapture for his children. When our Lord pours out judgment upon the nations of the world and chastises his nation Israel to bring her finally unto him, the people of God will not be here save for those Jews that the Lord will save in that day. He said, one will go and one will stay. Two men will be working and one will go in the rapture and one will stay being unsaved. The saved will be taken out. The saved will be taken out just like Lot was taken out. Just like Lot. What's it say up here? It says, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, judgment came. The same day that the Lord takes his children out, the beginning of judgment will come. Verse number 36, two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? Where, Lord? They want to know, I think they're asking where and they're asking when. Where's going to be the place? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. That seems to us to be an odd way for the Lord to explain it. But when you see the eagles, the vultures, over there gathered around something on the ground, we know full well it's carrion, don't we? We know it's a dead animal that is there. And it's seemingly to us an odd thing, but the thing is, we just know that when the eagles are gathered around, when the vultures are gathered around on the ground, otherwise they don't hang around on the ground. They're flying or they're roosting somewhere. But when there's a dead animal, an animal gets killed on the road or whatever, they gather together there. The Lord says, you'll know when I'm at hand because it'll be plain and it will be obvious. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Salvation of sinners by the repentance of their sins before God and faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.